That's not one of my favorite holiday songs, but this version by Jim Knapp makes it a lot more palatable. Little Drummer Boy with John Hanson on piano, Mark Taylor on flute, Jay Thomas on trumpet, featured with the Jim Knapp Orchestra. Before the Jim Knapp Orchestra, we were listening to Karen Plato and her song, The Snowflake Season. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest today. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.
Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Harlan Leonard, to start things, clarinetist, alto saxophonist, baritone saxophonist, band leader, arranger, all of that. He was in the workings of Kansas City jazz in the early days of recording of this music. And his primary place, excuse me, was in Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, and then he branched out and became a leader in the late 30s. And in that band, he gave a young man a chance to do some arranging, Tad Dameron, who went on to be one of the great arrangers, composers, and pianists in this art. Here, Harlan Leonard's band in Chicago, 1940, and one called Contact.
¶¶ 98.5 KPLU, Etta James on a 1967 track she cut at Muscle Shoals Recording Studio in Alabama. A legendary place with a great funky sound and a great staff of musicians as well. I also played Jonah Osborne doing I Want to Be Loved, working Bring It On Home. Greg Allman did Little by Little. That was from a solo record that he put out 3 years back now called Low Country Blues. And opened up the set with Muddy Waters doing this.
Well, I got a little mixed up there with the buttons here, getting Seattle there. But it straightened out. That was Harlan Leonard, Chicago 1940 for Bluebird Records, his great band, and one called Contact, written by Mario Darcy. The fine tenor solo there was by Henry Bridges. Bill Smith piano, William H. Smith on trumpet solos, and the string bass work, fine work by Winston Williams. And Jesse Price, great Kansas City drummer. And he had his band, 1946, in Los Angeles, Capitol Records. I brought two for you to hear. He is going to sing as well as play his drums.
Mad at her, her ain't mad at he.
Like mine, 'cause I'm the drummer man. I can send you, and my rhythm can't be beat. I want to rock you pretty, baby, ooh, from your head down to your feet. Mm-hmm. my tom-tom too. Hey, I know how to ride the cymbal. Yes, and beat my tom-tom too. I can lay a strictly solid tempo and do a rebop too. Don't you worry about your section, I can keep it in the groove. Let me set a steady rhythm, hold it there, never move. I can want to send you with my mellow beat. All this stuff I put down, mama, make you thrill from your head to your feet.
Jesse Price, his drumming, his singing, his band. He'd moved over from Kansas City to L.A. to make that record, Capitol Records. And a couple of good ones. I Ain't Mad at You and I'm the Drummer Man. Dave Barbour, famous Los Angeles guitar players in that band. Dave Cavanaugh, tenor saxophone. Lots of fine things going on there. Now, let me check the schedule here. Once things got going in this music, people dancing to it got going, everything was working together. Participation, a good thing, physically and mentally. And it was all over the place. You'd find bands traveling around. I mean, somebody did a study, and I don't know how accurate, but close to it. In the middle of the 1930s, up until about 1940, let's say, there were 2,500 big bands moving around in the continental United States, stopping at your town. You'd go out on a Friday, Saturday night and have a dance. Fine. And the special little bands were going on, too. The changes in the music. Rhythmic, harmonic, all that. Lenny Tristano, one of those. Great teacher. Taught a lot of the young guys coming up about harmony. And all. 1946 for Mercury Records, playing the piano with Billy Bauer. Guitar and Clyde Lombardi. On drums. He's going to do a standard by Vernon Duke called I Can't Get Started, and one he wrote called Out on a Limb. And it's kind of funny, too. I had an interview, quite a number of them, with Billy Bauer near the end of his time. And I asked him about Tristano and what it was like and the avant-garde at that time, the advanced things going on. Did he ever tell you what to do? And he said, yeah, he just told me one thing. He says, don't play the melody. Well, that, you know, that works. And here's Lenny Tristano. Thank you. Lenny Tristano, his piano, his trio, Billy Bauer guitar, Clyde Lombardi on bass. 1946, I Can't Get Started With You. Vernon Duke wrote that, and Tristano wrote Out on a Limb. Lenny Tristano. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Hi, I'm Chef Tom Douglas, and I support public radio. On Thursday, December 18th, you can show your support for public radio, too. Seven local stations are joining together for a one-day campaign called Public Radio Day. Please make a gift to your favorite stations to celebrate the diverse music and news programs offered in this region. Together, we are Public Radio.
Let's see what I want to bring in Sarah Martin, great early singer. 1927 is the year for you're going to hear. She was a big name for OK Records. There were lots of blues singers, guitar players, zither players, all of that because of the magic of the phonograph. And people had a chance to buy a record, I don't know, early on, probably 25 cents or so. A little bit later, the price, of course, went up. And they could have record players, and they could have pianos, and they could have sheet music and all that. But the people lined up to get on a record, and there were thousands and thousands of them made, and a handful, of course, became very special, and Sarah Martin was one of them. She has with her here on guitar Sylvester Weaver.
Don't you dare stop at my door. Old dead wagon, don't you dare stop at my door. You took my first three daddies, but you can't have number four. Smallpox got my first mane, booze kill number two. Smallpox got my first mane, booze kill number two. I wore out the last one, but with this one I ain't through. Roll on, old black hearse, don't you dare to stop. Roll on, old black hearse, don't you dare to stop. He's a special liquor cop. Low down Bone Orchard, call your corpse card back. Low down Bone Orchard, call your corpse card back. Running on my double track. Black hearse, there ain't no use, you sure can't have my mane. Black hearse, ain't no use, you sure can't have my using him up on the old installment plan. Meaner than a rattlesnake, lower than a mole, couldn't be any hateful to save my ornery soul. I feel like a house of fire, doggone, I'm burning up. Somebody's done me dirty. Somebody's beat my car. Going down to the gutter, wallowed in the slime. Going down to the gutter, wallowed in the slime. Got a nasty feeling, getting on all the time. Put me in the dungeon with the sewer rat. Put me in the dungeon with the sewer rat. Let me suffer, die among the swill and the bad. When ill winds are blowing, they don't blow me no good. Winds are blowing, they don't blow me no good. Made me wild and wicked, I ain't acting like I should. Soak me up in liquor from my head to my shoes. Soak me up in liquor from my head to my shoes. Cussing like a sailor, cause I've got the ornery blues.
Sarah Martin, 1927. Black Hirsch Blues and Ornery Blues, OK Records. Sylvester Weaver, with her, he's playing the guitar. And let's see. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I have to remember to say that. I get involved in the music. I know I do this stuff at home, but I still stay with it. And it stays with me. Teddy Charles, Vibes, vibraphone player. 1957 for New Jazz Records. He invited Idris Suleiman to play the trumpet, John Jenkins to play the alto saxophone, the great Mal Waldron on piano, himself on vibes, and Addison Farmer, Art Farmer's brother, playing the bass, and Jerry Siegel on drums. Staggers by Waldron and Bunny by Charles.
Thank you.
Teddy Charles, vibraphone. 1957, New Jazz Records, one that his pianist there, Mel Waldron, wrote called Staggers, and one that Charles wrote called Bunny. Beautiful work. Artists expressing. Idris Suleiman, trumpet. John Jenkins, alto. Mel Waldron, piano. Addison Farmer on bass. And Jerry Siegel playing the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
This is Marilyn Strickland, Mayor of Tacoma, and I support public radio. On Thursday, December 18th, you too can show your support for public radio. Seven local stations are joining together for a one-day campaign called Public Radio Day. Please join me and make a gift to your favorite stations to celebrate the diverse music and news programs offered in this region. Together, we are public radio.
Fire! phone. Been up home and already had a phone. But after traveling as wide was, first man wasn't bad at all. Same day I was walking, heard someone at my back. Same day I was walking, heard someone at my back. She said, "You're a poor man, daddy, but you're ready to build our land. I have money, I'm gonna put you on your feet. I have money, I'm gonna put you on your feet. But daddy, don't mistreat me, you'll sure die in your sleep. I'm gonna take you to town, gonna build you a good fast place. I'm gonna take you to town, gonna build you a good fast place. But I'll give you 3 weeks, black man, then you'll yell a gal in my face." Just keep on drinking, trying to drive my blues away. That's all right, it'll be all right someday. I ain't gonna tell you people, I ain't gonna drink no more. I don't feel welcome nowhere I go, but I keep on drinking. Still I can't have my way. That's alright, it'll be alright someday. See, I may be crazy, but I ain't nobody's fool. Don't stand no dogging, broke your daddy's rule, but I keep on a-drinking, trying to drive my blood away. That's all right, it'll be all right someday. Mama, I don't drink because I worry, I don't drink because I'm blue. I drink because I love you, baby. Trying to get along, but you it just keeps me drinking. Till I can't have my way. That's all right. I'll be all right someday. That girl that I'm loving, her mouth's full of gold. Every time she smiles, partner, my blood runs cold, but I keep on drinking. Trying to drive my blues away. That's all right. I'll be all right someday. Hey, she said, Daddy, I'm leaving. I believe I'll go back home. Sometimes I worry about her. My blood run warm, but I keep on a drinking. Still I can't have my way. That's all right. I'll be all right someday.
Two different singers. Important to remember that you have a voice and I have a voice. And your expression is not mine, and mine not yours. Dave Lambert, 1949, his style with a vocal group and a fine backup. Al Haig, piano, Curly Russell, bass, Max Roach on drums, Diego Ibarra playing the bongos, and Vidal Bolado playing the conga drum. What'd they do? Well, Harry Wood's classic, When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbin' Along, and B-Ban Cubot, like Cuban bebop, but changing things around. Lambert put that together. Then, from New York in 49, we went to San Antonio, Texas, 1937, Victor Records, Big Boy Knox, piano and vocal. Poor Man Blues and Blue Man Blues. Hidden Talent. Big Boy Knox. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle. 90.1 KPLI, Olympia. 89.3 KBIX, Port Angeles, Victoria. And 88.9 KPLK, Cedro Woolley. A community service of PLU. Pacific Lutheran University, and this program is The Art of Jazz. Right there. Let me poke a button here. Hold on. Got to reach over there. Today is a birthday for one of the masters, one of the masters, of the baritone saxophone, Cecil Payne, born this date, in 1922 in Brooklyn. And I brought his quartet first and then take you back when he was young and then Dizzy Gillespie's band. And you'll hear what he sounded like in that band. We'll go from 55 back to 47. Signal Records, Cecil Payne Quartet, 1955. As I said, he plays the baritone saxophone. Duke Jordan is here on piano. Tommy Potter, bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. I'm gonna go get some more.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cecil Payne, baritone saxophone, born in Brooklyn, 14th of December, 1922. There, 1955, Signal Records, his quartet, Duke Jordan piano, Tommy Potter, bass, Art Taylor, drums. What'd they do? This time, The Dream's on Me by Harold Arlen. How Deep is the Ocean by Irving Berlin. Chessman's Delight by Randy Weston. I said in his early time that he was working with Dizzy Gillespie's band, and we're going to hear that in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm, and I support public radio. On Thursday, December 18th, you can show your support for public radio, too. Seven local stations are partnering on a one-day campaign called Public Radio Day. Please make a gift to celebrate the thought-provoking news and curated jazz that you can only hear on KPLU. Together, we are public radio.
And we are. We are. You and I and everybody else on the block. Dizzy Gillespie's orchestra 1947 was quite something. It was rhythmically and harmonically advanced. For most people walking down the street, you know, you don't hear the but they did. You could hear them singing like that. It lifted up people a little bit, got spirit, got some dancing in your feet. And in that band was Cecil Payne, our birthday person today, along with many others. The rhythm section came out of that band. The rhythm section became the modern jazz quartet. The rhythm section here is John Lewis on piano, John Collins on guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Joe Harris. And we'll hear from Dizzy, of course, on his trumpet, and Cecil Payne on his baritone saxophone. What are the tunes we're going to hear? Oh, and that was written by Dizzy Gillespie. And Stay On It, Tad Dameron did that one. Here it is, Cecil Payne with Dizzy Gillespie's band.
Thank you.
Cecil Payne playing his baritone saxophone in Dizzy Gillespie's 1947 orchestra. Ow! Written by Gillespie. And Stay On It by Tad Dameron. Fine work by John Lewis on piano, and Dizzy, of course, on his trumpet, Ray Brown bass, John Collins guitar, Joe Harris. Right there playing the drums. Illinois Jacquette now, tenor saxophonist. We'll hear him in 1949 doing a big hit for him written by Jimmy Mundy called Black Velvet. And anybody who was around in 1952 knows the second tune he's going to play. Thank you. Eleanor Jacquet and his tenor saxophone. 1949, Black Velvet, written by Jimmy Mundy and arranged for the band by Mundy. Then Eleanor Jacquet and his tenor, 1952, Mercury Records, and won by Kurt Adams and Sammy Gallup. Big hit, Somewhere Along the Way. With him there, Hank Jones doing some fine work on piano, and Freddie Green's guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Jimmy Crawford on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, and streaming at kplu.org.
Hi, I'm Chef Tom Douglas, and I support public radio. On Thursday, December 18th, you can show your support for public radio, too. Seven local stations are partnering to give back to our community through a one-day campaign called Public Radio Day. On that day only, a gift of $120 to any partnering station will result in a pair of socks being donated to someone in need. Support your favorite stations and make your gift go twice as far. Together, we are Public Radio.
Away the dew, just hustling and bustling for my baby, making a dream come true. Lots of things make me unhappy. What do I care to do? I'm hustling and bustling for my baby, making a dream come true. She'd like to have a little cottage by the brook beside the hill. And I'm so much in love with her, I'm mighty sure she will. Oh, I'm up with the rooster each morning, pushing away the dew. Just hustling and bustling for my baby, making a dream. Oh, baby, this is the deal. Oh, baby, this is the deal. feeling kind of chill, acting kind of thin, dancing in the dark. Boys, we start to kiss, then we sit and sing over. We can feel it high,
yeah, man, sitting in the dark.
When we sent your mom and pop upstairs to bed, we stopped the clock and we unhooked the phone. Then everything is quiet and overhead. The lights go out when we're alone, sitting in the dark. Never saying boo, but that's lots to do,
babe, sitting in the dark.
Oh, babe.
Armstrong playing his trumpet and singing, as he did for so many years. Victor Records, 1933, Hustlin' and Bustlin' for Baby, written by Harry Woods, and Sittin' in the Dark by Harold Adamson and Jesse Greer. Tenor saxophone there, very young Bud Johnson. Louis Armstrong. And think about that guy and how much playing he did. Now, the muscles in the lips and all, you know, the pressure there of playing a trumpet. Not supposed to have too much pressure, and maybe he didn't have a lot of it, but I mean, given the fact that he would play evening performances and then jam after hours places until 4, 5, 6, 9 o'clock the next morning and so on, and continue it on and make everybody happy. I mean, the guy could sing beautifully, he played beautifully, he was beautiful to watch. And a real gift for us. A lot of people in your life are gifts to you. If you open your eyes and your ears, they're there. And you're probably one of them. Louis Armstrong. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you, and you, and you, and you. And we're also very happy here at KPLU with the response you give us. Each and every time we come around to ask you for a buck or two to help us stay here and pay the bills. We know how tough it is out there. I mean, privately, you know how tough it is. And I can't imagine what the electric bill is for a radio station, something else, let alone, you know, think about dues to National Public Radio. But they bring us a lot of stuff for you. We package it out to you. It's our gift from them, and then our gift to you. Errol Garner now on piano, Al Hall playing the bass, and Specs Powell on drums, 1956 for Columbia.
Thank you. Thank you.
Earl Garner Trio, 1956 for Columbia Records. Al Hall on bass, Spex Powell on the drums. The Man I Love, written by George Gershwin way back in 1924. And the trio put together a blues called, they call it the Wayback Blues. And what they did, what Garner liked to do, was he'd take the bridge out of I Got Rhythm and put it in there, kind of an awaken the ear a little bit more in the direction of your thinking about it, back into the blues. Worked out. Ellington did that a lot. He didn't do it that way, but what he did was he would write a composition, and in it he'd have the blues, and then he'd have a regular song form as well, in the same tune. Earl Garner, Al Hall, Spex Powell. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle. 90.1 KPLI, Olympia. 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria. And 88.9 KPLK, Cedro Woolley. A community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. And here for your listening enjoyment is Leon Redbone.
Old love, oh, the Mississippi River, with waters so deep and wide. My thoughts of you keep rising, just like an evening tide. I'm just like a seagull that's left to sea. All your muddy waters keep on calling me. Gonna pack my grip and head that way. You'll see me hang around again someday. Cause I know that's the only way to lose the Mississippi River blues. I've often ridden on your bosom from Memphis down to New Orleans, leaning over muddy waters, flowing through familiar streams. And when I hear the whistle of an old steamboat down the Mississippi River, again I'm going to flow. I'm gonna pack my grip and head that way. You'll see me hanging round again someday. Cause I know that's the only way to live. Mean old Mississippi River blue.
Thank you.
my name. I'm a whiny boy, don't deny my name. My name, whiny boy, don't deny my name. Pick it up and shake it like some steam and shame. Mama, won't you look at sis? She's out on the levee doing a double twist. I'm the bottom boy, yeah, don't deny my name.
Another meeting place somewhere in
other side of the river of love, where the charming roses bloom forever, and where separations come. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will see you on that beautiful
John Redbone, guitar and voice, 1977, Warner Brothers Records. Mississippi River Blues, Jimmy Rogers, with Yusef Lateef playing soprano saxophone. Wine and Boy Blues, Jelly Roll Morton. The piano was the work of Bob Green. And Redbone's own composition, If We Never Meet Again, This Side of Heaven, with a vocal chorus behind him, the Dixie Hummingbirds. Traditional. I said Redbone wrote it. He didn't. He arranged it. But he wrote it. He had something to say. And he did. Leon Redbone, 1977. This is 88.5 KPLU. And streaming at kplu.org.
Hi, I'm Pat Cashman, and I support public radio, but come on, I can't do this all by myself. On Thursday, December 18th, you can show your support for public radio, too. Here's the deal. 7 local stations are partnering on a one-day campaign called Public Radio Day. Please make a gift to celebrate the thought-provoking news and curated jazz that you can only hear on KPLU. Together, you, me, and that guy over there, we are public radio.
And this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, always happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Vernon Duke, composer. He collaborated with Ira Gershwin, who wrote the lyrics, so I can't get started. Billie Holiday is going to sing it for you. Bob Hope and Eve Arden brought that out first on the stage in 1936. The tenor sax you're going to hear with Billie Holiday, Lester Young. Then, Thelonious Monk, 1947, and Vernon Duke's April in Paris.
The North Pole I have charted, but can't get started with you. Around the golf course I'm under par, and Metro Goldwyn wants me to start. I've got a house and a show place, but can't get no place with you. You're so supreme, lyrics I'll write of you, scheme, just for a sight of you, dream, both day and night of you, and what good does it do?
A couple of pieces by Vernon Duke, starting with I Can't Get Started, lyric by Ira Gershwin. Billie Holiday sang it for you from 1938. Lester Young's beautiful solo on tenor saxophone. Thelonious Monk, 1947, April in Paris by Vernon Duke. Gene Ramey on bass and Art Blakey on the drums for Blue Note Records. Blue Note. And What a career that company's had since, what, 1939? Ted Lewis now, Abstract, wore a tuxedo and a top hat, maybe even tennis shoes. Had a great band in the 20s, into the 30s. And his singing was quite incidental and beautiful that way. Here he is to sing for you in the land of jazz.
What a battle, what a round, started something buoyant how, you know, when we'd play the blues. Music masters called us mad, they said our jazz was worse than bad. I'll say, but we changed their views. Now you know when the music men would run away, when they heard us play syncopation in the land of jazz. And like as not, it got so hot, it made them change when they found the strange fascination, yes, sir, that a jazz band had. That rat-tat-tat of the drum and the hum of a new strain just knocked them flat, made them yell, and they fell for a blue strain. Some refrain, east is east, west is west, the world confessed that we had found the best inspiration in the land of jazz. You know, they pounded us with tons of Chopin and with hits from Liszt, booming bits of Wagner. No man thought we could resist. But their big guns seemed to totter when we stole their stuff. Why, we shouted at them hot and then hotter. Oh boy, we made it tough. Then we blasted them with syncopation, mastered them with brain, till we had each hostile nation captured with our strain. And now they're dancing to our rhythm, each old highbrow has melodies that is taken with him from the land of jazz. That rat-tat-tat on the drum and the hum of a new strain just knocked them flat, made them yell how they fell for a blue strain. Some refrain, east is east and west is west, the world confessed that they found the best inspiration in the land of jazz.
There you have it, Society Orchestra. I'll tell you, he took it all the way to the bank. Ted Lewis, Los Angeles, 1929, Columbia Records, his voice in the land of jazz. And did he sell stuff? Oh, P.T. Barnum. All of the above. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley.
Support for KPLU and The Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
I'd like to give Art Tatum a chance to stretch out. Solo piano, Los Angeles, 1955. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tatum, solo piano, Los Angeles, 1955, Verve Records. Moonlight on the Ganges, written by Chester Wallace. Moon Song, by Artie Johnston and Sam Coslow. And Supposin', by Andy Razaf and Paul Deniker. Art Tatum. This is 88.5, KPLU, and streaming at KPLU.org.
Hi, I'm Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm, and I support public radio. On Thursday, December 18th, you can show your support for public radio too. Seven local stations are joining together for a one-day campaign called Public Radio Day. Please make a gift to your favorite stations to celebrate the diverse music and news programs offered in this region. Together, we are public radio.
Oh, to it till they be goose greens. Nobody knows you when you're down in there. In my pocket, not one penny, and my friend, I haven't any. But if I ever get on my feet again,
preliminary action from the piano. Well, we're skipping the piano into the clarinet.
Right.
You take that ending back to the top. Don't forget, after the tramboon, he's got a two-bar in him.
Two bars,
Bill. Then he goes,
no, right,
no. No, I stopped 2 bars from
him. And then he just takes two bars.
Boodle, and then the top.
CO50397, take 5.
Wrong number. Call back later. Here we go, ready?
Thank you.
That's that. All right, listen, let's get this straight. Those of you who don't read a sight. Well, the blues, the actual thing we're doing, excluding Ole Miss, these guys are going to play two courses chopped up.
Right.
And then from there, we go into old smithereens.
Frankly, it's like it was before.
Right, except for almost back like all of the, with exception of a few thousand changes. It's not that difficult, girls. Let's try to make this as respectable as possible.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, go. Don't forget this one thing now. After the bass, after we pick it up, four piece, and then we go into zim, zim, bing, bing, and then that's you, Gene, right? Yeah. One, two, and then we go around. We might have a chance. That's about it, Joe.
Take four.
there's Johnny Mercer now.
That set started with Claire Austin, 1954, singing for you, Careless Love by W.C. Handy, and Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, written 1924 by Jimmy Cox. Then Eddie Condon's All-Stars, 1953, for Columbia Records, Hokey Carmichael's Riverboat Shuffle, and a jam session. All of that right there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Thanks for being out there.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ken Wiley, for another great afternoon of jazz, and I've got a full evening of blues on the way right after Stardate.
Stardate, December 14th.
Many of the myths of ancient Greece sound like they were written for Hollywood. There's beauty, mystery, and treachery, with enough nasty monsters to occupy castles of computer animators. One of the nastiest is Cetus, the sea monster, which crawls across the southern sky on December evenings. His story begins with Cassiopeia, the queen of Ethiopia. She was beautiful, but vain. She bragged that she was the most beautiful of all. That didn't sit well with the sea nymphs, who were also great beauties. They asked their father Poseidon to punish Cassiopeia for her boasting. He did, by sending Cetus to destroy Ethiopia. Cetus is often depicted as having the head and forelegs of a land creature, but the body of a sea serpent. And he was huge, big enough to destroy entire villages. The oracles told King Cephas that the only way to save his kingdom was to sacrifice his daughter Andromeda. So he ordered her to be chained at the shoreline as a sacrifice to Cetus. Just as the monster approached, though, Perseus the hero came to the rescue. Depending on which version of the tale you read, he either hacked the monster up or turned him to stone with the head of Medusa, another nasty creature. Either way, Andromeda was saved, and Cetus was banished to the stars. The constellation is in the south and southeast at nightfall, and due south around 9 o'clock. It offers few bright stars, so you need dark skies to see this vanquished sea monster. We have more sky-watching tips and much more about the night sky in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. I'm Sandy Wood.
Our Puget Sound area weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 35. And for Monday, a chance of rain, clouds highs in the mid-40s. And that's kind of the way the rest of the week looks, with each day a chance of rain or showers, highs in the 40s and overnight lows in the 30s. Right now in Seattle, it's clear and 52 degrees. Olympia, 37 degrees, clear skies. And if you're listening in Bellingham at 88.7 FM, it's clear and 38 degrees. Good evening. Thanks for tuning in. I'm John Kessler. It's 6 o'clock Sunday night. I'm good to go. I got a huge stack of CDs here, more than enough to take us till midnight and way past it. But that's all they give me. So, thanks for being here. Turn it up. Let's start the show. It's All Blues on 88.5.